Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave, I'm your host, and I'm in Orlando, Florida, not in Fort Myers today where I usually teach. So I'm here at the Shape Florida convention, the yearly convention, and I just want to give you my thoughts on day one, I guess day two technically, but it's called all pre-conference stuff yesterday. And I just got in with my family last night, so anyways, here we go. All right, so I was hoping to make some stuff yesterday, some pre-conference things going on, but the Buffalo Bills were calling, and we stayed till halftime at our house, and it's a three-hour drive from Fort Myers. So anyways, we got here, and we had some serious problems with our room, and we got switched, and some crazy stuff. But anyways, we're here, I'm here, and it's been a lot of fun today, so I want to go through the presentations and talk about just in general the atmosphere here. And I wish you were here. If you're not here, I wish you were here. So the first one I went to this morning is Tim Taggart's from Palos Sports. It was called Games, Games, Games. And he surprised everybody with, it was like 10 on 10 or 8 on 8, something like that. Dinosaurs versus, raptors or something. It's just like, it was like two sets of dinosaurs. We thought we were in Jurassic Park. Basically, it's Halloween costumes, and he said they're about $15 to $20 on Amazon, maybe $25. And teams played against each other in a variety of activities. It was kind of fun to watch, wearing the dinosaur outfits, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. I wish I could compete a little more. I'm having surgery in about, it's around Christmas time, so in about another month or so, I'm having surgery on my foot. So I was trying to take it easy, but I really wanted to get in there. And so he also did some things with, he used the fish, the big sharks and fish that I just love. And they were playing ultimate with it. They were playing chook ball rules, but with the nets called bounder ball or bounder ball nets, where they're like chook ball nets, but they have a hole in it so they can catch the ball. And that creates a score. Whereas if it bounces off, then it's not a score. It's just a turnover or a change of possession. And I'm actually going to use those tomorrow during my presentation, just because I didn't bring out my chook ball rebounders. But I want to try these out, so I'm going to try that. He also presented with his he has some stand-up aliens to try to destroy the aliens. The only problem was the tails of the dinosaurs were knocking them down instead of the balls. He used these things called these flips, where it's like a red side and a blue side, kind of something that stands up and you can flip it over. I've seen those before, but these are kind of neat because there was some different games with partner catching and calling out as they're throwing like red or blue. There was a game called Dragon Tales. I'm not sure if it's called Dragon Tales, but there's a game where they the dragon or the end person had a flag belt and they had to try to kind of get the food and move it were like bean bags, move them back to the goals and or from the middle to the goals. And if they got their flag ball pulled, they had to have a consequence, like a jumping jacks or something. So lots of cool stuff there. And I got to meet Jasmine. So Jasmine, if you're listening, I really appreciate you following me. And you were very kind and we had a lot of fun. And you did a great job, by the way, in the dinosaur outfit. So I loved meeting you and lots of people, which I got to meet, which is really cool. I think that's the best part of any conference. So that was Games, Games, Games with Tim Taggart. And let me give you a different thing here. Let me give you an air horn. No, that kind of stunk. Let me do that again. Yeah, it was all right. So the next one, instead of cowbell, the next one was games-based PE. Now, I really do like anything that's games-based because it's kind of like the TGFU model. And I actually played a little bit in this. I shouldn't be playing. It's not good for my foot. But I played, and I'm glad because I want to get in there. So the presenter, I have to find her name. She was really good. She presented on the different levels of games where it's a lot of throwing and catching, but in a game-based, in the context of games, instead of just standing there passing to a partner, it was a lot of movement. There was definitely many levels, like adding defense, changing objects, things that I do a lot, but I definitely learned some more games like slide tag, I think that's what it was called, where the defense can only slide back and forth on a line, like I'm thinking our basketball courts. And the offense had to try to make it to the other side and grab an object, a beanbag or something. And if they got tagged, they had to go back. And it's really hard. It looked really hard. So again, there were levels to that as well. And they even changed it into a soccer type game. So I love games like this where you can just transfer the knowledge from one sport to another, or one object like a football, and then change it to a frisbee or on the ground like soccer or hockey, something like that. So that was a really, really good one. There was a game called Touchdowns, which I really liked as well, where you had a partner and the one partner had to stand in the hoop or on a poly spot, wherever the beanbags were, and the other partner had to throw from a certain spot, and if it was caught, they grabbed the beanbag and brought it back to their spot, to their where they were standing. And if not, it's okay, but they still switched roles, and they tried to see who had the most points at the end. And as always, you could vary the points, like, I don't know, a chicken's worth 10 points or something purple's worth 5. I usually give it at the end. She was giving that in the beginning, which I think is interesting and maybe a little different. So I might try that, but I also know that they'd be kind of trying to argue for those things or really go for them and maybe crash into each other. So just something to think about, I guess. I did like that, but I'm not sure if I'd use that way, or maybe I'll try both and see what happens. Okay, then. And then I got to give you another air horn. Yeah, I don't like that. I like it okay, but then it's very, it doesn't fade out. It's kind of like, let me do that again. Yeah, not very good. Anyways, so then I went to Mr. Ben Perillo's, who I talked to a bunch and I've known for a while on social media, and got to actually physically finally meet him at in Tampa for the National Convention. But we've been talking for a long time on Voxer and Twitter and all that good stuff. So he was presenting the open curriculum, but he presented on Frisbees, and it was called Disc Attack. So there were many different levels to this and different games with Frisbees, the foam Frisbees. And there was a baseball game where it was just partners where you get to throw it to an empty space. It's kind of like a bunker ball, or there's other names for the game where you hit the ball off the tee, or we play a game like that with golf where they hit the ball and then they just run and the defense has to get it back to the hoop as fast as they can. And they yell stop. There's just different levels and different variations where they have to throw, if they pass 3 times or everybody has to touch the ball. I love games like that. And we also did one where groups of three. I like doing groups of three as well. So there was a game I really enjoyed where one person was a thrower of a Frisbee. One person was holding a hoop. And then the third person had to basically run out and catch it as we threw it through the Frisbee in the hoop or through the hoop. And the third partner had to catch it, and then we rotate. So it was really fun, a lot of movement, a lot of energy, a lot of levels, a lot of variation, and I just really enjoyed it. So yeah, those are the three I went to so far today. I'm taking a break right now, and part two is coming up. There's, like I said, it's a break time, so I'll do a couple more sessions today, and then I will do some tomorrow, and I actually present at the very end, the last session at 11 o'clock tomorrow. So I'm not sure who's going to be there. Plus, Ben is presenting at the same time as me, and he's doing something cool. So I'm like, oh, great. I have to compete with Ben Perillo. Real nice. Anyways, that is it for what I've gone through today. But I want to give you a cowbell tip of the day. Here it is. All right, so your tip of the day is a simple one. Get involved. Go to your state convention. Hopefully you can get some funding from your school or elsewhere. Just try to get to, it doesn't even have to be that, but some kind of professional development, because I'm always learning something. Even if I've done a lot of these things before, I see different variations. I meet lots of interesting and cool and awesome people, and I make some good connections. And I just, I think it's worth it. And so not a staggering cowbell tip of the day, but I think just get involved. Don't be afraid, like I said in the last episode, to present what you know. Again, tomorrow I'm going to be presenting on sport education. I'm not an expert on that by any means, but I'm going to present on that and chukball, and I'm not an expert on that either. But I do it. I've done it enough where I think I can share what I've done and hopefully help others. So that's kind of a couple things there for the Cabo tip of the day. But anyways, that is your tip of the day. Anyways, a fun fact about the cowbell. Anyways, the reason why I started that, I'm not sure if I ever mentioned this, is because right down the road is the local hockey team. It's a like a minor league or semi-professional hockey team. They're actually they were the Carolina Hurricanes. Now they're the Nashville Predators, like minor league hockey team called the Florida Everblades. And it's all about cowbell there. People bring their cowbells. They rattle them all the time. There's times when they call for more cowbell, and they even play the clip from Saturday Night Live from a long time ago, Christopher Walken needing more cowbell. So that's why I do cowbell, and I actually started working there. I work some of the games and some of the concerts, so it's a part-time job. It's kind of fun. Anyways, that's why I do cowbell. Just a little curious there, curious thing there if you're not sure, if I never said that before. So now I'm just rambling. Have a great day, and check out supersizephysed.com for more information and more cool stuff, and take care. Have a great day, and check out your professional learning. Get going. Let's go.